on to the second action area, which is the suicide prevention action area. Now, before going to this action area, as you can see on the overview, right, this has been covered on pages 3 as well as 4. And there would be a number of issues that have been raised under the quick list. There will be 3 items and we will go to that. But as you can see on our plan, page 3, that is this Suicide East Action Area. You can see even though that the quick list doesn't really talk about the subject here, is all within the Suicide East Action Area. So what I would propose is to look at this subject here, innovation, suggestion and proposal under the Suicide East Action Area, so that we can keep the list of project as well as the action area updated. And so if there is no opposition, I would like to proceed to looking at this project first, because we have a representative from the primary company, Limited, before actually discussing about the various issues of integration within the action area. So with that, let us welcome the director of Master Plan Limited, Mr. Ian Bowley, as well as Carol Rowley, the company. Ian and Carol, thank you very much for waiting, and thank you very much for reading us on the proposal. So before we have the presentation, we are inviting members to declare interest, if you have any. Okay. If not, Ian, you would be presenting.
Sure.
Right? So please try to keep within time.
Yeah, I'm not having it all. I used to work at the Planning Board, and I can say that this meeting is completely different from the Planning Board. So it's a pleasure to be here. We're contending straight in front of this theory, and we're involved in the process of preparing a project for the section of the application to the County Planning Board. And as part of this process, the top theory has been contacting all sorts of people, and we are on the line and close to the stage when we go to the town planning board. You can see the people talking about the restoration and revitalization, and those words are actually really important. And just a little quickly run through this on the screen. And the statue is built in the 1950s, and it's the only two surviving very roots in the central harbor. And yeah, it's struggling in terms of operation, and one of the things that is necessary is to ensure that it is one of the highest recognized tourist hotels in Hong Kong, and the world-wide recognized tourist trip continues to operate, and also that the third tier would say country is of a suitable standard to reflect that importance. What we're actually doing in very simply is the one on the left is the existing, this one here is the existing outline of the zone. And it's limited to 2 stories in height, which is the height of the existing building. What we are going to apply to the board for is to extend the boundary of the zone in this direction here and to have the height increase to 3 stories. And the objectives are set out here. If you look at the left, sorry, the left hand photo, this is very representation of the feeble state of the pier at present. And it's only going to go out here. And when you go there, normally if you're on a pier building, you go through there quite quickly. But if you closely look at the building, you can see that it's in a very, very bad state. The state of the maintenance is not very good. And the state of the introduction of all sorts of things, such as air conditioners and utilities, is all beyond backup basis. And it's basically room that is kind of nice architecturally and heritage building. It's simple 1950s building. And everything's been added to it. And you transform it. If you look at the way that you put up this in here. So in terms of revitalization and And restoration, we've taken the view that this building should be restored to something like it was before. And the order of these additional things that are left to go to that one should be put in that idea that the building itself now reflects what it was originally. And also, you're repairing the quality and character, if you want to call it that, of the parts within the. And the kids in the commercial element are granted in terms of the economic viability of the operation of the state daily service. And they're just capitals. They're not actually designed and integrated with the building in any way. Here is something of concept. We don't have details. The section 58 to change the location of the boundary and increase the height. And in the normal process, we would have to come back and apply for detailed section 16 application to the campaign board for the actual layout. And this is a grand form, and one of those is to try to rationalize the retail element in the pedestrian movement, because the number of people using the pier is dropped significantly from when it was originally designed. So we're here at the grand form. This is the social, and this is the one to the convention center. And so the better of this would be rationalized so people come in and out here, and the central portion would become designed to accommodate retail in a much more satisfactory way. Retail shops there, and part of the process to upgrade the whole of the access arrangement to modern standards so that everyone can use it conveniently. And there's also been a request for exhibition space to be provided here. During the process of discussing the many groups that have been approached, there have been a lot of suggestions made as to how we should change the process, and we have changed it significantly. This is very important. This is the section through the pier, and part of the pier at the moment, up to down here, is an overland land. The rest of it is over water. And the structure itself over the water is very, very, it's not able to take much of the loading on the top without significant changes. And we're not proposing to make significant changes. So if you go to evaluate the whole person and really improve access arrangements and so on, then you have to take place over the land portion. And that's why we're asking for the zone to be extended from about here to about there. And that will allow that all of this portion to be built overland with some support for the additional areas being structured and extended in this way. So the light loading is probably possible on part of it. Early heavy structure will have to be above ground. And the other thing that's taken into account is the fact that we don't want to do anything in terms of additional power over the harbor because it brings in the question of the condition of the harbor ordinance. The addition is this extra roof on the top here. And that level will be available for dining and eating, and also, of course, the access arrangement will bring people up onto this roof level. And one of the objectives is to bring people to the roof and to provide an incredible viewing platform of the harbor and the city. And every group that we talk to ask for that to be extended. Now, this is the area that's covered by the existing canopy. And what we're doing is trying to keep the canopy the same in terms of the accessibility of the ground level about 8 meters across here. And then to provide a permanent structure above that in which the main parts of the restaurant facilities and additional retail area would be created. So this is going up to the next level where we have sort of a mezzanine retail component around here. And you have the lifts coming up, and this would be the access onto the upper areas of the theater. Retail shops, and also a gallery with the history of the staff period. This is the upper level, the new level that's proposed. And the machine rooms that lift the lamps are located here. And initially our proposal was to have the retail, the eating component here, with some outdoor eating here and here, I mean, to have the public viewing gallery, viewing area just up to this point here. Every group that has been selected asked for us to put it up to the front here, if possible. So they couldn't come right out to the end of the piers. And we proposed that. If it's technically possible, there's still something for a detailed consideration because the means of escape in terms of emergency access is a significant point. And the travel distance to the nearest escape stairs will become a significant feature. So the eating and outdoor spaces there will be quite separate from the public open space areas. And then there will also be some landscaping for the public in that part of the space here. Now, just the, some images as to what it could look like, and you can, I think if you look at what's on the other side of the harbour, what would be able to be seen, it's an incredible, interesting addition to the waterfront and the vibrancy of the waterfront. One of the things that we asked to do was to look at opening up the machine rooms so that people can get through to the far part of the pier. And in doing so, it's possible to convert this into a see-through room where the actual machinery, which is inside the upper part, is the original machinery that's on top, and will be available to the public to see. This portion would be the outdoor eating area with the retail, with the restaurants located on the right-hand side. And there's also been a request which can be accommodated to try to show some environmental friendly introduction with looking at solar panels on the roof and buildings. The proposal, the existing situation is here where we have this small amount of retail which comes from the kiosks there, and it would be increased by the addition of a more systematic arrangement of shops. You can do outlets which would be added onto the roof would be this area here, and then the rooftop public open space would be 2,400 square meters. The visual impact is obviously something that we had to look at, and you can see the existing pier with the canopy out here, and this is what we're proposing here. And looking at it, we looked at bringing the facade of the existing building forward in a way which is replicating its existing pattern of solids and glasses. And we look, this, for instance, is, if you look at it, this portion here is very similar to the portion at the back here. I recommend it because of all of this mass of canopy in front of it. I think it's been a typical canopy for at least 35 years, as far as I can remember. And there's an opportunity to make that integrated into the upper design. If you look at it from Harbour City, this is the existing situation. This is what would be created. And if we look here, we try to open up the waterfront views right along the top of the roof of the piers. Another view from the clock tower, again, showing how that this becomes a much more significant feature, but it's also very compatible with what the existing situation is. And if you look at it from the other side of the ferry, out of the harbour, from the ferry pier here, you can really not notice it at all. And again, we look at from the convention and exhibition centre, which is one of the other prime viewing points, and it's so insignificant that it actually can't really be seen on the basis of the waterfront and the land and buildings behind it. So this is what we're trying to do. We're trying to make this pier in the waterfront a very significant part of the waterfront activity areas. And in doing so, we've replaced the harbour planning principles and how they can be achieved. It is a focus point for tourist activity, and the public access to the viewpoints from the roof will actually be a very significant addition to the waterfront. We're restoring the architectural integrity and respecting the heritage significance, even though this is not a recognized heritage building. And part of the important part of the harbour is to regenerate income from non-fare Dutch revenue and to try and cross-subsidize and keep the iconic ferries service operating. We think that there's no significant adverse visual or other impacts. And we would hope that you'd be able to support the proposal. And we look forward to any comments that you might make. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dean. And may I now invite comments from members?
This question was that this is a big proposal to be aligned with what we're trying to achieve on the central outcome as well, where we trying to make these tiers more friendly and give the user the opportunity and all the things to gain the new places to sit in the world to eat and drink and work in this way. This is an opportunity to get this is still a supporting action. This is another one, so pretty supportive from that perspective. Is there a few people that read the newspapers? These guys can be checked the site today to make sure that the newspaper workers are completely in the space to stay.
You mean in this image here?
Yeah, you basically, you use the office, they use these spaces around the campus, and you've taken them away to, you know, whether that's intentional or unintentional.
You can put them back in a conceptual image if you wish. You're also putting that paper on in some other places, and some of the little
ones. I think the image can be a bit more, but if you can have the access and use of the public space by an hour of office, is I'm sure not only a sensitive issue for me, but for many others in the community. So I hope that you can take that. The public toilet, which is located in the side of the building, is that going to be included in this revamp or not? Because a lot of the architecture building, what it means to say is that if I could repair it in the air. Okay, thank you, Chair. I want to be concerned about his responses. It's the increase in the height of the building. I know you've seen the visual impact from the student book, but what I mean there was it's consumptive. You see there's people behind it, small house, and maybe they can suffer an impact there in their sidelines, because I think there will be some people that of this is really the sidelines. There's some people around this way, maybe there are, if there are not many, then maybe that is the next to a situation. The other thing is this going to be in any way dependent on the revamp of the piazza? I see that you've put a passage in there, so can this be done without the piazza revamp? Or would you do a better job if the piazza would have been revamped? So with the passage there, can you do an even better job than what we see here? Or are you constrained by the fact that we don't know what's in the piazza, or if you can and let us know. And the last thing, if we did give you this poll, well, your problems will be there will be no advertising signs and others. If we can see this beautiful building that you're going to put there instead of climbing again with your boards and others and other stuff that you're now going to remove, because I know that the temptation is to hang banners and plastic stuff all over these buildings, leaving no time. I want to make sure that if you don't have it as a nice building, can keep it as a nice building and have it here comes.
Peter, I'll come to you. Just a clarification from Paul. Are you talking about signs on top of the building and it being
there? Yes, it's really a point. There's a clean, nice looking building. You don't have that plastic bench hanging over the sides of the building like we tend to do. And remember, there are neon signs on the rooftop. So we keep this, this place is really nice and can keep it nice. And it could be a bonus. Thanks for the presentation. Well, I'm nothing against grade or increase in principle. The existing pier is really, really terrible in terms of architectural space and it's in pier. Nothing against new commercial accommodation or habitat on the roof. I would just really think of one point to make here. I made the same comment to that. It would certainly complement and needs to be designed within the context of the proposed piazza being put forward by the Tourism Commission. I'm not entirely sure what the status of the piazza has been around for a long time, and there seems to be a number of points of view there. take it, of course, but this is the overall objective is to use commercial revenue to offset running costs. And whilst it might not belong to the subject, if you want to take a really practical view, it will be to take something from revenue and to think that abandoning the honk here, even to peak traffic, and at the time we're all talking about the potential of water transport, is simply ridiculous. And if you're talking about new commercial development here, then why is it we're only using that to fund or sponsor the existing towns rather than the whole service? So why are we using something like that for traffic numbers? So my point is yes, providing frequently revisits from home. At the end of the day, we're actually looking at public services, we're not looking at commercial activity, and these seem to be declining rather than getting better, and we need to address them.
Okay, thank you, Peter.
Next. Yes, support you, and the various comments are being made here too. Just like to hear a little more about public access and previous public access at the new gap level. This question is, which one for its best practical and for real? We have a situation with the South Korean Centre where people who wish to get to the viewing area have to go through the restaurant to get to it, and there's a lot less people deferred from to get to the viewing platform. So, just want to be sure that this is for real and it's welcoming, if you like, even though we have to because we have to walk through that sort of areas and areas which don't really lend themselves to public access. Thank you.
I think I saw
from
the case that the
Yes, thank you for the support of the comments. Regarding the focus, I mean, we'll take a lot of these comments out and take them back to start hearing the points later about the focus. The public toilet would be asked to retain it, so it would be retained. The convenience of the general public. With the result, this proposal can go ahead, whatever happens to be Piazza, and we don't know what's up there with the Piazza. We haven't been able to find out. Other passing, we make the comment regarding the protection of the building, which we're going to restore it. An overview is designed to offset the running costs of the two ferry fees that remain, and ferry services that remain. It's a difficult issue, and it's probably not possible to answer it other than to take it back and say to the staff very quickly, who have other ways of looking at the Hong Kong operation as well. And it would seem to come down to the fact that if you want to have any central service ferry operations, they do have to be subsidized in some way. And this is one way of doing it. It has a double benefit in that the ferry pier itself becomes an attraction on the waterfront, and that's probably more acceptable in some ways than other forms of subsidy or bridge subsidy or whatever in relation to the operation of the ferry services themselves. The public access, the staff in the company is very much aware of the difficulties of public access on the Hong Kong ferry pier. And we've tried to take this on board, and the public access from the lift would be up here and out and directly, once this area here would be contained as the only area where the airport painting would be. In addition, there's a public access right along the exterior of the pier here, looking back towards the inland area as well. So the idea of the public being able to access through here, along the back, and through here,
and this being very carefully considered, because we do know the difficulties that exist on the other side. And in terms of practicality, we're very cautious about how far the fund services are going to let us go in terms of accessibility to the exterior portion of the pier. And it would be due to technical constraints, which probably limit the amount to which the project can go out to the end. And the kind of distance is related back to the escape stairs that have to come down. I think it's this one here, and how far that can go out. So it's a genuine proposal, but it's constrained by at least one technical constraint related to the access for emergencies. I think that's a few so far.
Thanks a lot, Ian. You've got almost all the points that I have here, but I think is there are one more point that is raised by Paul about, you have consensus stakeholders, in a nearby area with the sidelines of neighboring buildings that you have received.
Yeah, I mean, there's no, other than the rest, this is the closest we could get to taking a good kind of a whole pier, but and this is taken from the harbor city. But if you look at the vicinity at the back here, this new one is actually obstructed by the wall. And that's why we were also asked by the planning department to do the one from the ground level to show what the change would be, and that would be insignificant.
Okay, so as of today, you haven't received any opposition about this obstruction of
sidelines. No.
Now, can I have the second round of questions?
Thank you, Monica. I also appreciate the idea, particularly opening up the roof for open to pay the really concern I have is mentioned by members previously. I think it's really not the answer, but it's important because the need of the
concept of the whole area. I don't know about the Piazza, but everybody's mentioning it. I have no idea. I'm just wondering, you know, whether, you know, even the Harbour City is not advertising the pack homes and taking it to something that belongs to them. So I'm just thinking, you know, the pack homes should belong to, actually to the staff family rather than, I mean, to the team rather than the Harbour City. I'm just wondering whether we can take a more holistic view in the development of the whole area and design of the whole area. And I'm sure the tourists would love to go back and say, you know, one location, attraction.
It's very much important, actually, if we retain the secondary school memory. Could we get users very close? And I think that no one can contact that person. And also, I think we can't remember that we have a point out in the world's door. It's here, actually, you can do that on top and all the way going to it, but very, very technically, the key, and I think, actually, you can talk about what I think it's very important location. I think we should encourage the proponent to actually do it more comprehensively. I think it will get missed opportunity if we just target for just some piecemeal improvement expansion. The idea of bringing people to closer work, I think something we should achieve here. Rather than just in the business and be honest, I think even though there will be constrained bodies of people to train or even learning, I think we should try to use this opportunity to improve the value of key areas. And since, you know, Patrick's actually mentioned what I want to say, the relationship with the two subjects, I think we can actually plan the whole area comprehensively. I think it will be bringing the right synergy on both components. This location at this moment, I think, is additional floor seems to be a little bit too painful. I think you need to learn a lot more sensitivity in achieving a much more coherent suburban design for the whole area by making it more than just like a rooftop structure. I think it's likely that we can actually with the two structure. Yes, I think it seems government is not intending to proceed with that project any further. I think it will be good for the proponent to explore the opportunity by actually improving the public as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to get an example with Dandy, and I think if we do something about infantry, very slowly, we could take this opportunity to improve the environment. For example, the Sephora Gateway, leading to the ocean terminal. But if you have more clear buildings at the Gateway, and also the buildings around the harbor would really look tight. So I think the whole thing should be, like a look at together instead of, like just to the understanding the environment, the effect of what way is probably, is responsibility, and then the way that is probably comes to the government's responsibility. But still, I think, we really need to take a comprehensive view of the whole thing. Just to say, whatever you can do to this. I can't appreciate from the members that we would like to have a more comprehensive view. And I would hate that to get in the way of really helping me get away the ferry pair as it is. We desperately need to keep our ferry pairs. We need, and I do believe that the subsidies are required to help keep ferry services within the harbour. And it's something I would hate to see not happen, simply because people want more rather than something happening before.
So, I think, are there any other questions? If not, I'd just like to sneak in a little question, but really technical questions. Like, if you were putting, in this food and beverage statement and just in retail, would there be sufficient electricity and would there be storage support in relation to such development? And then, can you just respond to the questions that have been raised? I think there are two major concerns here. One is the initial impact from different angle, The second thing I think about is that the longer discussion about Brenda being with the campus has gone. And just to remind Wendell, we have representatives from the Tourism Commission, and we were talking about the integration, as well later on. Kathy, do you want to respond yet?
Well, thank you, Lady. She alerted me, though, my colleagues have already provided a brief summary of the progress of the PRC. Operates the ferry service and has use of the pier, but the pier is a government pier, and everything around it is government. And there's a limit to what the staff ferry can do. The staff ferry is promoting this proposal, but the actual implementation of this and anything else around will be the government to implement. So we're asking for your comments, and we're trying to get town planning board approval, but then the implementation is up to the priorities that have been set. And that also applies, obviously, to the waterfront area and the other things that we've been talking about. So there's a limit to what the staff area can do. The spatial definition and changes in relation to the piazza, as you can see, basically what we're doing is we're taking this, this canopy here, and rebuilding it into a building like this, and we try to take all the elements of this building here and recreate them about 8 meters further forward, and then lift them up one level. That's been the approach, because we think you have to respect the character of the existing building. Now, this is one of the options that was discussed with a whole series of people, and one of the concerns was that that we keep, for instance, the 8 meter wide openness at the ground level. People thought that was significant. The other one was to generate along this upper level a space where people could actually look back this way. And that's why this is actually an open walkway at that area here. We had four different alternatives which we had out for discussion, and one of them was a really new-looking glass building, which didn't get any support whatsoever. So we tried to come back to something which reflects, as far as possible, this existing situation. And probably one of the problems with the image is that it's actually a nice, clean building. Because this one is absolutely, totally covered by everything in front of it, and the actual, the facade doesn't show up at all. So hopefully by just improving it, we're going to make it more compatible with the environment. But we know the comments that have been made. The tourism aspect of this is really important to start here, because basically the staff here now operates as if there's mainly a tourist attraction. And so that all of this area being compatible with tourism is fundamental. And if there was a theme or a consistent approach, that I think the staff area would be very pleased to follow that theme or to take account of it in what they propose here. And these comments, again, relate to the PR and the comprehensiveness of the whole area. I don't think there's much more we can add to what I've already said in that respect. Again, Railways made the comment about the way that the whole of this management of this waterfront area is probably a good example of all the problems that relate to the whole of the waterfront, because there are so many different government departments involved in what happens around here. And the building itself and the maintenance is, for instance, the responsibility of Architectural Services Department, not staff here. And part of the reason for this current state appears to be that the priority for maintenance given to this building is not sufficient to keep it maintained in a proper manner. So those issues are ones which I think the Waterfront Commission should be addressing in other ways too. I don't think there's much more we can add other than to say thank you very much for the comments. We'll take them back to staff area, and if possible, we'll introduce them into our travel implication, and I take it from the point of the discussion that you're supportive of the proposal, and we'd be very happy to take this forward should the staff area and other people want to do so. Thank you.
Just a
really kind of responded to my question as to the proposal, whether you have considered the electricity as well as sewage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. When we talk about the revitalization and the restoration of the building, one of the reasons why we think it's important to construct this new park here is to bring in modern services, including the lift operation, for instance. And then in the process of upgrading the rest of the building, all those services would be upgraded too. So for instance, there should be a proper centralized air conditioning system for the whole building rather than having just the individual units attached to the outside of the structure, which detract from it. And very cabling and everything else would be integrated within the new design. That's one of the advantages of actually being able to construct this new portion is that you can upgrade all those things without really adversely affecting the old existing structure. So that's definitely an objective of the whole project.
So I think if there's no additional comments, I would like to draw this to a close. I conclude this call.
The only additional comment here is that I hope that they really have time to stay included in this. Included in the speed of this country would not be considering on the side of landing this whole thing fixed and having a toilet on the back.
There seems to be a demand for the toilet.
It's not the thing the sign of this building. We're going to make a nice building and not have to fix the toilet with the real shade. So if you just this part of the piece, it would be clear that the same thing gets the entire building. And it's the building really, it's almost integrated with the building. So not to pick it up at the same time would be such a missed opportunity.
So let me draw this to a close. I think I've found the responses from the members as well as my own view. I think and this proposal is really has a lot of merits, and it is in support of our public planning principles, in particular to promote a vibrant harbor, an accessible harbor, and that is for public enjoyment. So I think we could give in principle support to such an initiative. And we would like the team to take back some of the considerations, and in particular, to point about possibility of processes for the ferry services, as they call them, in particular, the hometown ferry services. And secondly, about the public assets, especially for non-restaurant patrons, okay, at the gathering level, so that they can really go to enjoy the sea view. And I think I agree with the response of Ian that talking about the integration of the Piazza and the surrounding area, it will be very much, part of the concern of the team, but it's very much of the Habitat Commission. So just to say, to steal the words, okay, from Nick, that we are the champion of the Habitat. So we will consider that, our team, thank you, the third year team for coming to brief us on the project, and then we will continue to look at the action area.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. All right, so let us go on to the overview table. So if members, you still have your overview table with me. All right, seems after this action area, there are three bullets under the quick wings. Number one is the improving the directional signage for Nathan Road and Stockbury Road that we have been briefed in the last task force meeting. The second item about activating the common hall and providing the facility to outdoor sitting, facing a harbor in the cultural facilities and enhancement of LCSD sites. So LCSD plans to brief us on the renovation plan of the Museum of Arts at the later meeting. Actually, the full response of LCSD has been tabled for members' information, so you can see. That's the response. that has been tabled over here to pass the SD. So basically the response as members advance to this would be SASD is now formulating a major renovation plan for the Museum of Past. And as this museum building has been in use for over 20 years, and some of the provisions cannot meet the prevailing building and fire services requirements. So there are concerns on whether the proposed renovation works are feasible and cost effective. So SASD now is requesting the Architectural Services Department to conduct an initial assessment of the technical feasibility of the renovation concept. And the SASD came to bring the task force when the proposed scope of the renovation works have been formulated after receiving the Architectural Services Department's advice, and that would be most likely according to response in late 2011. And Paul, did you have anything to supplement on this before asking this to come?
The evidence is that this is not within my area, and it's in this the house. The cultural services plan has been conducted in AD before coming to the meeting. What he told me basically is summing up in this brief. Architectural services department is not being asked to look at the scope of works and also to examine the feasibilities. Assuming that whatever proposals come back will be presented to this task force for your views before finalizing. And the timeline at the moment is to give a concise picture of the scope of work and implications by MDC. Thank you.
And to consider all this holistically, I would also like to go over all the quick response plugins and responses and then to ask for comments. So the next plugins will be the development of the Piazza in 2012. Something that we have talked about a lot as well. And the chosen commission has advised that they will brief the task force on the progress when they have worked on a proposal on the project field. So the full reply from the chosen commission is also tabled. So the information with the red map with orange and blue. Okay. So basically, the major response would be that as part of this Piazza project, the government plans to construct a turnaround on the Salisbury Road, also the Hong Kong Cultural Center as well, to enable the necessary progress in relation to the Piazza development. And the works for the construction of this turnaround was accepted in 2009, so the Chosun Commission has now followed up with the statutory procedures for handling the views that they have received during the successful period, and they will make further assessment on how to improve the turnaround scheme in light of the views collected. So the Chosun Commission will agree the task force on the progress when they have worked out a proposal on the project scheme. Okay. So secondly, you have anything to add? I think that's going to be one of the major quick wins for this 2012 East Action Plan. So may I now invite comments from members? Paul?
Yes, sir. On the Piazza, I just want to express my incredible disappointment with the delay in publishing this project. From the previously clear that the number of bus stops had to be sufficient to meet the demand the current users of the terminus. And we're still trying to figure out how to meet the demand. This seems to be the only holdup, is to be because this concerns how many bus stops are going to be in the area. And that will define the amount of space you need to get from the area of the Piazza. But if there's only the time on the day that we have time to change, we already start on the remaining plan for the Piazza. There's been a competition. The Architectural Commission has shown the designs. Let's get the public excited. The only thing we hear is people complain about the bus stop. But we don't ever see the designs of the opportunity. So why don't we show the public, the community of Hong Kong, what is the opportunity at the site, so that we can see the cost and benefit of moving it. And although they're going to hit cost, the pain of moving the bus stop, but they don't see the opportunity, which is the Piazza announcement. So I think the Tourism Commission, not working in the plan that the Tourism Department, not speaking and showing the design to the public, I think is a great shame, and it is what pedestrian flow from Canton Road down to the waterfront. If that pedestrian flows at the Cowan Park Drive and the Mason Road is completely disrupted because we've taken away the pedestrian crossings. So there's a huge pedestrian upgrade ring we have. We're fixing it. So to me, the administration is going to get an and you've got to face the fact that there are people that are concerned about the transport, but they've got to show that the opportunity is on you. Everything is in your hands. You have hundreds of design suggestions. They can be a put on an exhibit. They can be an exhibition about all the submissions from the design competition. Show them. Show the public what they can do. Stop messing about it. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm extremely disappointed. But the SJB, so absolutely more expensive than this news, as we have been asking for this for a very long time. I think that you're from the very first meeting. And I have to tell you, I haven't heard about this subject a few weeks ago, that this is going to happen. I've worked with us now, confirmed that it will go ahead. I have the architect as soon as the government can. It's not reasonable. Late 2011, we've figured out the fire services issues. The design is very clear. It's to put, and it is completely supported by our standing industry, it's very supportive, is to put the books, to put the cafe at the ground floor. It's the only place in the waterfront where you can have outdoor seating. The media of the waterfront, the higher road, in Kings West Road, this is the only opportunity we have there. So, can you please ask this independent agency, is anybody for fire services assessments, to be waiting until the end of the year? I think it is a complete shame that we have to wait for even longer than we're already waiting for this to be happening. So we have two corporate agencies here.
Other members want to express views on this? If not, I don't know, you know, from the NCFP's response, typically, we have already given a suggestion to relocate the cafe to the ground floor. I think, you know, the advice from the fire services department today would be very important if the public were to enjoy it, okay? So, we hope that this process could be seen, right? At least for the NCFP, that's the date to, most likely to begin in late 2011, right? And for the tourism commission project, it seems that in comparison to the NCFP, you don't have a timeline. So could we kind of suggest that you go back and try, or do you have an answer now as to how you can speed it up and perhaps give us a target date as to when, you know, there will be feedback from the chosen commission? Because I think that from the discussion so far, as well as from the project of renovation of the South Area Pier, it has led development to probably be a major concern of the public as well. Actually, we are following up with the rules collected on the revised scheme according to the statutory procedures. So we need to sort out the problem with the turnaround first before we can come up with a realistic timetable in the next step what we can do. And first of all, we will consult the task force as soon as possible when we firm up the timetable. Thank you, Stephanie. I think we do have to do this. Okay, so Stephanie has to go back and try to look at the schedule, and then she would give us, you know, kind of a target date perhaps for the next meeting, at least having a rough schedule. Paul?
The Tourism Commission looking at separating the two issues. One is about making some changes to the turnaround and the police and bus stops. The other one is showing the results of the exhibition, both public and generally excited about the possible future of the PS and get some endorsement and excitement in the community. Making this change, it's just paying everybody complaining about the bus stops and nothing happening. And if there's a negative sentiment, the only way to change it is to show the pictures that all the architects have worked in the past for 2 years ago already. So let's get them out there and they want to hear their feedback.
Thank you. I think it must be, in our mutual interest that the tourism commission more is exactly as well. So please do come back. So I think that would conclude our Seaside East Action Area. And we'll move on to the next action area.